Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio. Hope you are having a wonderful start to your weekend. I am once again broadcasting from Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, my favorite place. Come on, where else would I be right now? Okay, we are just a couple of weeks away from the big game. We're going to be talking about that today and some of the exciting things that are going to be happening here at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. The show is brought to you by Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, the newest resort off the block. If you haven't been here, folks, come on. You got to make it part of your New Year's resolution to get out and do something that you've never done before. And we want you to do it at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. We are also brought to you by Captain. Captain, elevating standards, lowering admissions, premium electric rides you can feel good about, okay? They are the official transportation service of the Mean Gene Show. Each and every time we come to town, they pick us up in some nice, classy, luxury cars and get us over here to the Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. I am joined today by my co-host who I have, we have to drag him in over from California, which is not that far from Las Vegas, right? But I've worked with this guy for so many years, and we have some great memories of some games that we have covered over the years. Clippers, Lakers, Raiders, the Angels, you name it. We have worked together, and I'm glad to have him back on the team. Please welcome downtown Wayne Brown.
Mean Gene, always great to be back here, especially here enjoying the Virgin Hotel, where you're just ecstatic. And I think we saw a nice show here last night at the Virgin Hotel in the Shag Room. I've enjoyed this place. Out of all places that we've done shows over the years, I think this is the location for us. So let's make this our home.
It is our home. Come on, look, hey, it's home, because you know I sleep very good in my bed at in the Canyon Tower here at Virgin Hotels. You know, they have the Canyon Tower, the Opal Tower, the Ruby Tower, you name it. You're going to get a good night's sleep wherever you are. So I tell you what, now we have another guest here, and you know, Virgin Hotels is doing so much for the big game here. As a matter of fact, regardless of who makes it to the big game, it doesn't matter. We want you to celebrate Super Sunday at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas on February 12th. Super Sunday, we want you to come down here, and we're going to tell you what's going to be going on, but we actually have some special guests that are going to tell you what's happening at their particular venue. And today we have the chef. The man. Now, I wouldn't have known he was a chef if he didn't come in with the chef. He is the chief. He is the lead chef, the main man at Cassie Beach House, and that is Chef Josh. Josh,
thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, anything to get out of the restaurant for a little bit.
Well, you know what? Look, we're gonna treat you just like we do all the other guests that comes from the restaurants. And. And when they come up here with no food, man, that's just not a good thing. We already off to a bad start, man, because, you know, we didn't look. Breakfast was 6 hours ago for me, man.
Well, see, the thing is you read everything that we're going to be doing for Super Bowl, and you get really hungry. And then when you're talking about it, everybody hears it, they're like, wow, we really got to get in there for that day.
Yeah, that's what did it, man, because I'm like, all right. See, well, you know what, Wayne, he'll learn the next time. We'll have some, because, man, we are spoiled up here. We get stuff delivered up here. There's food waiting for us when we get up here. We're like, where did it come from?
Man, I got to get your job.
Right. You know, they'd have the different titles of chef, executive chef, and things like that. Without food, they're going to be a cook.
Yeah, I know. Well, look here. Now, look, we're talking to the man. We talk to the man that prepares the meals. It doesn't get any better than this. So tell us about Cassie Beach House.
So Cassie's great. We overlook the pool. We do coastal Italian food. So you come in, you want to grab a pizza, you want to grab a nice drink. We got pastas, we got steaks. We got a little bit of something for everybody.
You know what? And I tell you what, and it doesn't matter that we're still in the middle of winter. You guys are still busy, even though it's not the summertime just yet.
Yeah, no, it stays good for us all year. Right now, with all the conventions, it's always flipped. It seems like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are your busy days. Everybody's coming in for conventions.
Yeah.
Really busy. Weekends aren't so bad. Then come the summers, it'll flip-flop for us.
Oh, and it just seems like you guys are just really, really busy, because is it because you're so conveniently located by, you know, you have that going out towards the pool.
Yeah, no, we're right off the main floor of the casino. You walk through our place, we go right out in the main pool. We actually have some cabanas on the pool, so during the summer we service those as well. We got huge sliding glass doors, so the whole restaurant is open air during the summer. So it's really nice. You get a great view, relax, enjoy some good food and drinks.
Absolutely. So you're going to be getting ready for the big game here. You have, just tell us some of the things you're going to be actually serving there, and what are the, what's the, you know, what's the cost and all of that, so we can let our listeners know.
Yeah, so we're doing a special menu for the big game. Basically, we're just going to open for the Super Bowl that day. Come in, it's $125, all you can eat. So it's all of our favorites, all of our normal food, all of our pastas and our pizzas. Mm-hmm. Plus, we're adding on from brunch, we do our Cassie burger. So that'll be available. And I'm going to do a chicken wing special. So you'll have that as well. There'll be a couple other specials that you can order. But you want to sit down, the seat's yours for the entire day. We got 29 TVs coming in, so I don't.
Wow.
You can spin, watch a different view from every part of your chair, but you'll be you'll definitely be able to see something.
You know, that is great. So I want to talk about one of the items on this menu, because you have the Cassie burger with the double beef patties and all of that. Is that all you can eat too?
Yes, it is.
How big is this patty?
It's about an 8-ounce burger, but topping wise and everything, it's like, you know, what a Big Mac should have been.
You're going to have folks, you know, like passing out, right? I want to know who can eat all you can eat hamburgers.
I'm just waiting to see somebody with just like a burger dangling from their hand.
Yeah.
While they're sitting there, like, I can't eat anymore.
Yeah, exactly. What you had, Wayne? You had something?
Talk about the wings. What type of wings do you have? I know they're
Yeah, so we're going to do, classic deep fried chicken wings. We're going to have a couple sauces. We're going to do homemade buffalo sauce. We've got our homemade salsa rosa, which is a like a spicy Calabrian chili that we do. You know, they're just going to be your typical classic ones. You know, homemade blue cheese dressing, homemade ranch. So you come in, you can have that all you can eat. You know, have a plate of that in front of you, have a plate of burgers, have a pizza. You can just stare at it the whole day if you want But
get out of here.
Yeah, I got to make sure you get the drinks, get the food.
Folks, once again, we are talking to the executive chef of Cassie Beach House, and that is Josh Stockton. And hey, where are you from, Josh?
I'm from Detroit originally.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we were talking about that before we kind of started the show here. So Detroit, so that has to make you a Lions fan.
It does. You know, it's just alternating years of my life of shame, denial, little sparks of hope. About every 3-4 years when we fire our guys and hire new ones, you got a little hope for a little while until they're gone again. But, you know, we're still 2 years in now with Campbell. He's still got some hope, man. They finished strong and kept Aaron Rodgers out of the playoffs this year.
I'm going to tell you a little secret here about the Detroit Lions. They're running back Jamal Williams, who led them in touchdowns. Well, they lived in the house that I live in now
He
was in high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they lived there for 5 years. The house is 12 years old. They lived there for 5 years. They moved out. I buy the house. But he's good friends. I'm good friends with the family and so on and so forth. But he's such a special kid, and Detroit is the absolute right place for him.
Yeah, it was good to bring him in, and I'm sure he enjoyed that last touchdown he scored to win the game against the Packers this year.
Hey, exactly. He was pretty good for fantasy football, too, this year.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So you got to love Dan Campbell, man. What a guy.
Yeah. It's the first time in a long time we've actually felt hope longer than about 1 year, maybe two. So, but finishing strong like that, going in, and you know, still getting a little extra from that Matt Stafford trade.
Man, so, right? And look, and I gotta say, you know, even just from a betting gambling perspective, man, Detroit, you know, kind of made us some money this year. They covered some, they won games that they just outright won, or if they didn't win, they were in them to the end.
Yeah, they played hard. You know, even earlier in the year, Aaron Glenn's got that defense coming along. A lot of young players. I think I said our average age on our roster was like 25.
Right.
One player over the age of 30. So they definitely got some stuff, and it's looking up for them in the years coming. What'd Maybe they'll actually win more than one playoff game in my lifetime now.
So were you excited about the draft pick, Aiden Hutchinson?
Yes.
Is he a stud or what?
I think he is. Yeah, he's going to be great.
He's going to be great. What a difference. Just, guy, man, one player on that team just made the difference. So, well, you know, the Pro Bowl is going to be over at Legion Field, so are you going to get over there and see some of your Lions over there?
Is there more than one over there?
How many did they get in there?
I'm not sure. I have to check on it.
Aiden Hutchinson definitely should be over there.
I don't know anymore. With the it's weird with the game now. They play flag football. They got the skills competitions and stuff like that.
Well, you know, look, I cannot knock the Pro Bowl because, you know, the NFL would not like me to say any bad things about it. I went to it last year, and, you know, for fans that have never gone or been to one, you got to go. The experience to see all of those stars, you know, they're going to be right there, and they sign autographs. They do a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, no, you know, it's one of those things. Football never really lent itself to like a full contact all-star game. This is, I think, is the best of both worlds. They get to meet everybody. They get to have some fun. They get to enjoy their time out here.
Okay, so what's one of the best items on the menu there, or like just right now? Not, you know, not necessarily for the big game, but just what on the regular day? What do you recommend there?
Let's see. We just changed over a lot of our menu for the fall season and into winter. I really like the mushroom carbonara right now. Vodka pasta is by far our biggest seller. But the mezze dip platter, I think, is everybody's favorite. You know, it's
okay.
three different dips. You got eggplants, you got whipped ricotta, you got a white bean. Comes with a pucha bread, which is our homemade pizza dough, and some vegetables. And you can dip and try everything on the table.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Did you say vodka?
Vodka pasta.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it's spicy tomato cream sauce.
Really?
Yeah, that's easily our most popular pasta.
Wow!
So, is there something that sets you guys out that's totally different from other Italian restaurants?
I think overall, it's just it's kind of the vibe. You go into a lot of Italian restaurants. It can be either kind of stuffy or it's not as quite fine dining. Mm-hmm. For us, you're going to get the great food, you're going to get the great cocktails, you're going to get the great experience, but it's in a much more laid-back setting. You know, like I said, you're overlooking the pool. It's like you're on some beach in Mexico or the Mediterranean.
Okay.
And you just get to relax and enjoy it.
That is the atmosphere, no doubt. So, and you know what, and this is funny because I always see all-you-can-eat specials, but I never see all-you-can-drink specials. That doesn't exist, does it?
It really doesn't. They're, you know, those state governing bodies frown upon those things sometimes.
Yeah, I think so. We don't want to encourage that kind of, you know, behavior to your body and all of that great stuff. So, wow. So, you know, talking about the big game, do you who do you prefer? You know, it's championship weekend, right? We down to the final four of the NFL. So, who do you like?
I don't know. I feel like at this point, like, it's hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes. You know, I just saw some practice footage. He's limping a little bit, but he gets out there and he can get in. I wouldn't want to bet against him.
Okay.
But I really think the Eagles will get through. I think Jalen Hurts, he's a special quarterback, so I think they'll get through, but I think a lot of that just depends. I'd like to see Jalen Hurts win one. I like him.
So you got Philly and KC, sounds like.
Sounds like.
That sounds like an exciting marketing, good Super Bowl, good. You know what I'm saying? It sounds pretty interesting.
Absolutely. But, you know, Joe Burrow, it's just hard to beat that kid today.
It really is.
He's
that's the thing, like, between Mahomes and between Burrows, you got that almost like Michael Jordan thing where I don't want to bet against either one of them.
Right.
But somebody's got to walk out of that game.
Somebody's got to walk out.
I believe Cincinnati's going to test that ankle of Mahomes.
Yeah.
But so I'm just really shocked that because we're out here on the West Coast, we're not far from California, there are a ton of 49er fans out here.
There's a lot. Not quite as many as the Raiders, even before the Raiders came here.
Right.
It was always big out here, but I don't know, man. At some point, is Purdy going to start acting like a rookie?
You know what?
How long have we
seven games into this
seven
already?
Eight games.
How long are we going to keep saying this?
Yeah.
Pretty soon it's going to be, he's going to be hosting up a trophy.
It could be.
You know?
Right.
Can't be any worse than when Foles won it with the Eagles.
I know it.
Just so what brings you to Vegas from Detroit?
I moved out here in like 2005 when the Wynn opened. So I graduated culinary school and they did a massive hiring event. And do I want to go from back to Detroit where it's cold, or I'm going to try something new? So came out here sight unseen and kind of been here ever since.
So tell me about culinary school. I'm retired now, and I was thinking about culinary school as something I want to do. You know, that's what Lionel Manning did when
he
left the Giants.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember that.
You know, so that's something I kind of been thinking about. What is it about culinary school, or can I just cook from my mother's recipe?
You can cook from your mother's recipes. You can cook from magazine recipes. You can cook from mine. It's just practice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One of the things a lot of the schools do now is they do continuing education classes. You can go in there, take a class for a couple weeks. You don't got to go into the full school.
I didn't know that.
Get the full degree, but you can go in there, and it's just practice. And it's, you know, learning how everything cooks together and mixes and does that. And it's a lot of it's your own personal taste. So
Well, I think Josh is trying to tell you, Wayne, like, if you want to go back there with him, he's going to have to watch you boil water first. So how long does he get to boil water? Is there a technique to it? Well,
we got two gigantic pasta cookers, so I don't think it's going to take him that long.
Right.
Although some of the times those things look like space-age rocket ships when you try to turn them on.
Right.
So, you know, with reality TV, a lot of folks, you know, there's so much cooking on TV, you know, so then what kind of chef are you, Chef Josh? Are you mean? Do you yell at folks? What happens if the meal is not ready, and does it come through you? And, I mean, are you screaming and shouting at anybody?
No, I'm not a screamer. I'm not a shouter. I came up. My dad was a chef. I worked in those restaurants where I got yelled at. That's hard, man. That's a lot of stress.
It is.
I'm calm. I'm relaxed. You know, I got a four-year-old who keeps me on my toes, so I like to have my energy, my voice for when I get home, because it's going to get tested then.
I got you.
I heard you say your dad was a chef. So what age did you start cooking, and when did you know you wanted to be a chef?
I think my dad, the summer I turned 12, woke me up on the first day of summer vacation, said, "You're coming into work." And he ran an Italian restaurant, and I spent the summer making pasta with the owner's mom and her sisters. Mm-hmm. So all summer that. And then I thought that's what it was going to be. It was great. And then the next summer I was a dishwasher. I worked my way all the way up from the bottom.
Man,
so.
You said none of this dishwashing stuff, because those are some pretty big pots and pans to wash.
You know, he gets you hooked. You're just making pasta in the nice room in the back. And then all of a sudden the next summer you're doing the dishes once you're hooked on it. So.
Oh, great stuff. Well, hey, Josh, we have enjoyed having you on the show. And we look forward to the big game on Sunday. And we're going to send everybody over there to you.
I appreciate it.
Cassie Beach House.
Absolutely.
All right, folks. We are going to take a break, because we have another guest coming up here. And he's going to talk about what's happening at his venue. So stay tuned. You are listening to The Mean Gene Show right here on iHeartRadio. And we are back, folks. Once again, you're listening to The Mean Gene Show right here on iHeartRadio. We are once again at my favorite place in Las Vegas, Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas, 4455 Paradise Road. You should know that by heart now, because I have told you where you need to be when you come to Las Vegas. All right, so we just got off the mic with Chef Josh Stockton. He's the executive chef at Cassie Beach House. So they're going to have some good things going on for the big game here. Celebrate Super Sunday at Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas, February 12th. So, but we also have another great friend. He's been on the show before, and we've talked about his restaurant, because that's just one of my hangouts. I get in trouble every time I go to his spot, because all the other general managers in here, like, well, we see you hanging out down there. So when you coming down there to our spot? So this is a great gentleman here. He is the general manager of Casa Calavera, Kevin Sharp. Welcome back, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Great to be here.
So look here. Chad Jordan busted me. You know, I was sitting, because I was hoping, you know, the hostess wouldn't set me by the walkway so people would see me, you know, because I know you wasn't here. Danny Sharma was here that time. He goes, "Oh, I see you hanging out with Kevin."
You don't hang out enough with me.
Hey, but the food is so good. Yeah, you know, even before I met you, that was just, it's still my number one spot here.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
I would deny it if someone put me to the carpet on that. So what's been going on?
Everything's good. You know, listen, we're just getting geared up for the big game, and really excited. We're excited for a few reasons. We have the big game coming up, and then we also have March Madness coming up. So it's sports time here.
You know it.
Yes, it's sports time here.
You know it. So, hey, let's talk about specifically what's going to be happening at Casa Calavera. What are you going to be offering the football fans?
Yeah, well, we have a couple of things. We have a all-you-can-eat package here. It's $75 per person. And it's not your normal all-you-can-eat bar food where it would just be chicken wings. I mean, our entrees, we are featuring things like enchiladas and fajitas and taco platters and quesadilla platters. We've brought this up to the nth degree so that everyone can come over here, have a good time, sit there for hours, get full.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a bar package. Now, you can come in and you can drink all you can drink for $65, but okay. We're asking everyone to do it responsibly. You know, if you know you're going out to the game and you're going to be drinking and drinking heavily, we ask you to take an Uber or have a designated driver. This package will be for 2 hours and 2 hours only. We don't want people to go too crazy.
Right.
So after 2 hours, the package will stop, and then they're more than welcome to purchase more drinks after that. But we don't want to have people crawling out.
Right.
Yeah. So it's $65 for all you can drink for those 2 hours, and then $75 for all you can eat.
So when you talk about those 2 hour time window, is that a certain 2 hours, or is it from the time you come in and purchase your drink, your package?
Very good question. It's from the time you come in, and once you start the order, that's when the time will start. So if you come in, let's say you come in at 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock will start. So you'll go from 3 to 5. You come in at 4, it'll go from 4 to 6.
Got it.
Absolutely.
Got it.
And Budweiser, the official sponsor.
Okay.
Is helping us out. So we're going to have a lot of fun here. So they're sponsoring us as well. So we're going to be doing giveaways. At halftime, I'm going to be emceeing it, and we're going to be giving away some wonderful swag. So I'm asking everybody to come on out, participate in this. It's going to be a lot of fun. I did it 2 years ago at one of our other locations, and the swag that they give us, it's not like an ice bucket or something like that. You get some real nice things. So
that's cool. That's great stuff. So, you know, just talking about the big game itself, do you have a preference here of, you know, we're down to the final four of the NFL here. So do you have a preference? And what do you think your guess preference would be for the matchup?
Good question. I don't have a preference right now. I do have some friends and some of my family members think that the Eagles are going to pull this out.
Okay.
And that's it. I just want everyone to just come over here, show us who you are, and wear your favorite jersey.
Okay.
Just have fun, because that's what it's really about,
Absolutely.
Having a good time.
Absolutely. And you know, when you mentioned about drinking too much, that only happens with the fans whose team is probably getting the brakes beat off of them.
You can say that again.
Yeah, you know.
So I'm worried about them.
You really got to watch them. Like, if you see something lopsided score, oh, Lord, stop. Cut the drinks
immediately. Or call the Uber myself.
Yeah, call the Uber.
Yeah. Now, you know, when you have big games and things like that, the fans like to get together, and they like to have shots and things like that. Is there, you want to talk about that, having shots and things like that?
I'm so glad you brought that up, because when we do bar packages like that, shots are not a part of it.
Okay.
Again, we just want people to come out, have a good time, not get wasted, but so you can sip on your drinks, you enjoy your drinks over the 2 hours, but there'll be no shots and no shooters. Now listen, people who are coming and purchasing drinks on their own without bar packages, sure, they can purchase shots, shots will not be a part of the bar package.
Okay, so, and I thought about this, because normally, you know, because this is the big game, but you always do like the brunch type thing, so how are you mixing that in there?
Very good. So there will be no brunch menu during that time. It will just be this menu. This will be the only menu that we will be offering that afternoon.
Okay.
So we'll start off with this, and then we'll transition later on in the evening to our regular dinner menu.
Okay.
So these will be the two menus that we'll be offering that day.
And I got to remember that, you know, the big game starts at, what is it, 3:30 here. See, because in Texas, I have to, you know, it's 5:30. And then, of course, you know, on the East Coast, it's 6:30. So.
There you have it, actually. To tell the truth, our brunch will be over by that time, by the time that the game starts. So brunch will be happening, but it'll be over.
It would have been over. Okay,
by the time the game starts. So this will be the only menu at that time.
Right. So that makes sense. So, look, you already have, you know, quite a few TVs in there, and I like how you got them positioned throughout the restaurant. So are you going to be adding any additional TVs, or are you going to just keep it where it's at?
You know, it's so funny. I really love all the questions that you're asking, because we did take it again to the nth degree, and we have more TVs coming.
Oh, wow.
So currently right now on our compendium, we have 8 TVs that are in there. One of them will be a 120-inch drop screen TV.
Wow. Okay.
But we've also added a 75-inch TV and 2 other 65-inch TVs. So we have a total of 11 TVs that will be in play on Super Bowl.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes. Is this just an indoor setting, outdoor?
So for this one, it'll just be an indoor seat.
Okay.
Now for March Madness, it will be indoor and outdoor.
Got it.
But you know what, Kevin? What about the weather? Because you never know what the weather is going to be like. So are you prepared to open up the patio if it's 70?
Well, that's exactly the reason why we're not opening it up. Because
okay.
if we're taking a lot of reservations, and we want to pack the reservations, we
yeah.
want to make sure that we have seats for everyone.
Okay,
gotcha. And this weather gotcha. Has been hit or miss.
I know.
All over the
I
place.
Know.
Coldest January.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Right.
You know, this is the only time of the year I think about growing hair, man.
Me too.
It's rough, man. You got to keep something on that dome. You know what I mean?
I certainly do.
Absolutely, folks. Once again, we are talking with the general manager of Casa Calavera, Kevin Sharp, here on the Mean Gene Show, and he is letting you know what to do and where to be on the big game, the Super Sunday here at Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas, February 12th. And the Casa Calavera, $75 per person, all you can eat. And just get full. You know, you ever see that commercial? It's not, I don't know if it's a commercial. I think it's a meme that sort of circulated around the country where the little kid is eating so much spaghetti that he falls asleep. You ever seen that? He's full, man. He's got like pasta sauce all over his mouth. He's just like, you know, falling asleep. So right. that's probably what's going to happen here with all of this stuff you have here, the starters and the mains and the desserts. So wait a minute, there was one I wanted to. Yep. So talk, go ahead, Wayne.
No, I was going
to
say, you know, it's I like the meal prep that they have here, because normally you have just wings,
correct?
You know, carrots and celery, stuff like that.
That's
but
right.
you guys have a full out and out on dish here, and
yes,
you got some great items on this. This selection,
yeah.
And
yeah.
what we made sure to do is we want to make sure that we did not exclude anyone. So about half of these items are for vegan or vegetarian people as well. So it's not all meat and potatoes. It's you have your salads, your vegetables, and things of that nature as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something for everyone, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So look, I'm a big person on feedback and everything, man. And I just want to tell you that your staff is excellent. Your staff,
absolutely.
And
so
they not only, you know, it's not how they treat us. I see how they treat the other folks, people that come in there. They are just wonderful.
Well, thank you. I you know, listen, our hostesses are fantastic, and we have one hostess that's very partial to you. Very partial to you, and she's waiting to meet your son, by the way. From what I understand.
Oh. I was telling Wayne about that, and you know she's really good. You know what she does? She doesn't ask me if I'm dining. She goes, "So when are you coming? When are you
right.
dining?"
Yeah,
it's almost like she already knows. I'm like, "Oh, Kevin and his marketing is pretty good." You don't get options there. You're
right.
Like, "Okay, I know you're coming through, but so what time can I put you down
there
for?"
There you go.
Right.
That's exactly what she does. It's incredible. So, Kevin, hey, it's always good to see you. You know, we see you all the time, and it's just a pleasure. So we'll circle back. After the big, well, you know what? Just before I let you go, so March Madness. So just,
yeah.
And I know we got months before where to be here before you know it.
Yes.
So what? Give us a little sneak peek.
Well, March Madness will be similar, however, with more TVs.
Okay.
Because we will definitely be opening outside.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. So we'll have TVs inside. We'll have TVs outside. Again, this is for the month of March. So I'm telling everyone to be prepared. It's going to be, if you're not coming for March Madness, just understand it's going to be loud. We will have TVs on.
Yeah. Right.
It's
yeah.
going to be fun. That month we're really looking forward to.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, as always, Kevin, we will be there.
Can't wait.
And
I have the VIP table ready for you.
That's
right.
What I'm talking
that's
about.
Right. That's right.
All right, folks. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the Mean Gene Show, kind of talk a little bit about the big game. Well, not the big game, but the big games this weekend. So stick around. You listen to the Mean Gene Show right here on iHeartRadio.